We're on the bottom of your Zayin on the base. Tomer Rabbanan, Kishem Sha'omru Sha'osu Legaleach B'moed, just like you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Kach Osu Litol Tzipornayim, B'moed Yiv Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to cut your nails either on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Matar, Rabbi Yossi says, Mutar to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, and that's basically the Halacha, and even those who are Machmer will see there's different shahs how you have to do it. The covered Shabbos, the covered Yontif, for a woman who has to go to the mikveh, for sure you're allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. Kishem she'omru oval osher legaleach b'mei avlo, kach osher likul tzipornayim b'mei avlo divrei Yehuda. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's osher for an oval to cut his nails during his avelis. Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi says mutter. And his machlokas, we've shown him here whether we're talking during Shiva, even during Shiva, Rabbi Yossi's matter. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's also during Shiva, but during Shloshim, everybody holds his mutter. Or the machlokas is taka during Shloshim, but during Shiva, everybody holds his osur. Omer Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'avil, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'moed. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ba'avil. Avil has a deraisa inyan to it. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, l'kula kula b'chol ha'moed, which is pashtus the Rabbana. That's one way of learning. And Shmuel Omar, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'moed uva'avil. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to cut your nails both b'chol ha'moed and in avil. The Omar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avil. The halacha is always like the more lenient side when it comes to avelis. And therefore, even by avelis, you're allowed to cut your nails. Rashi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'moed, the matir, who says it's mutter to cut them. Pinchas Achva de Mar Shmuel. Pinchas is the brother of Mar Shmuel. Isra be Milsa. He became an avel. All Shmuel and Mishal Tama Minei. Shmuel went to be Menachem him. Chazonu Letufrei Dehavu Nefishon. So he saw that his nails were overgrown. It would seem from this Maisa that it was talking about Shloshim, because in Shiva you're not going to get overgrown nails in 7 days. Mashma a little bit, even though nails grow, he saw that they were grown at least more than normal. Omer Le, Amai Lo Shalkes Elohu. Why didn't you, and Pashtus the other way around, smash me into Menachem him during Shiva, not during Shloshim. So there will be a riot the other way. So he said, why didn't you cut your nails? Omer Le, Amai Lo Shalkes Elohu. Omer Le, Ibidi Dehavi Mimazalzes Bekulei Hai. If you would be an oval, would you cut your nails? Havi Kishkoga Shiosim Fashalit. Right, it was like a mistake that the king says something by mistake and people get beheaded because of it. And he said something and he was what we normally say poseach pelusotin, but it doesn't apply over here. Kishkoga hayotzim v'ashol. People say things and their speech has an effect. The chinuch says it's human speech has a tremendous effect on the world. The isra v'emilso b'shmuel. Shmuel became an oval. So all Pinchas Achba Lemishal Tam Minei. So Pinchas went to be Mavak to be Menachem Avol by Shmuel. Shaklin Letufrei Chavtinu Laate. So he took his fingernails and he threw them in front of him. Amar Le Leslach Bris Krusulis Vasayim. Don't you understand that what people say makes an effect? And you said if I would be an Avol, and now became an Avol because of that. So first of all, Domar Rabbi Yochanan Menayin Shib Bris Krusulis Vasayim. How do you know that what a person says has an effect? Shenemar vayomer avurim on the arav shvulachem poem achamor vaniva hanar neilcho atkov nishtachave v'nashuv aleichem v'istayim milsa dehoder tarvayu. Even though Avram knew that they weren't going to both come back, that they was in a shech yitzot, that's what he thought, but he said it in such a way that we'll both come back. And the maisa, they both came back. So you see, what you say has an effect. So Tosus asks, l'chora, that when we see that it works for the good. How do you know it works for the bad? And secondly, they should have brought the Gemara that says, Al Tiftach Pelasotin. So on the Al Tiftach Pelasotin, they say that only works if it's talking about yourself. A person shouldn't open the word to a sotin for himself. But that doesn't help you speak about other people. For other people, it's Bris Krusel Lisvasayim, that what a person says has an effect even on other people. And the Kasha, they ask that it's for the good. I think that The answer is what we said in the drasha, that it's not a question over here of good and bad, schar and onesh. It's a matter of nature. If you say something, it has an effect. So it doesn't make a difference, good or bad. We're not talking of schar and onesh. It's possible to say something good, not something bad. Here it's not good or bad. So that's the teva of the things. Or another possibility, the Michtam of the Yaw is a long thing, that really the best thing would have been that Yitzchok should have been shechted. And it would have happened had it not been that the world was not on the right level. But Yitzchok and Avram were on the level that he could have shechted Yitzchok and brought the world to its completion. And Lamaisa, therefore, not coming, what's it called, coming back and not being able to fulfill the Akedah was not a good thing. It was a bad thing, Taka.
You learn from a tzaddik for anyone.
What?
You're learning from a tzaddik.
Yeah, yeah. People, right. Okay. There's no reason why a tzaddik should be different than anybody else when it comes to this.
Okay. Learn, a tzaddik can make the shvua, even if the tanai is not mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's a given. It's a different thing. It's a klala specific, a purpose. Here it's not on purpose at all.
By a tzaddik, right. Not by tzaddik.
But here it's not on purpose. Okay. Sovra minei di yad in the regalo. The thought that you're allowed to cut your fingernails, but not your toenails. Omravan and bartachlifa le didim afarishli minei de Shmuel. I understood in the name of Shmuel. Loshna diyad, loshna the regal. Doesn't make a difference. Toenails or fingernails, you're allowed to cut both of them during an ovel and cholamoid. Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, uveginustra osir. Rav Chiya Barashi said the name of Rav, but with a professional nail cutter, you're not allowed to do it. The Machlokas Rishonim, where the Rav is arguing on Shmuel, and Shmuel holds even with a professional, you're allowed to do it. Or Rav is just explaining Shmuel. When Shmuel said it's mutter, he meant not with a kli that's specific for cutting nails. Rashi, Isra b'milsa b'pinchas achva, the pinchas havi oval. Pinchas became an oval. Ayil Shmuel lishol beit tamal, the dabra libo the pinchas, he went to Menachem oval. Ilu b'didei havi kolomer, ilu hayisa oval, if you would be an oval, would you cut your nails? Mi mezalzes bekulei hai, ba'velis, t'shaklis, t'tufrach. The Isra of Emilso Avelis, and that's what had to happen, Shmuel became an oval. Shaklinu Latufre Chavtinu Lape, Zarkinu Merov Kas. Right? He threw him in front of him, right, angered at the fact that he made him an oval. The Hadar Machnesu the Zark in Russia. Later on we'll see you're not allowed to throw your fingernails into a place where people walk. So it's talking where he gathered them together and took them off. For the second, to make the impression, he threw him in front of him. Bris crucialis fasayim, deceiving ishtachadev and ashuv aleichem, v'chein havi, the chazur tarvayu. Right, Avram said we're going to return, and taka, they both returned, even though it was a shkog, it was a mistake. He didn't really mean we're going to return because he didn't think they were going to both return. Sover mine diyad mutter bimei avlo mishum demois. The regalo. Originally we thought Shmuel only was mater cutting your fingernails because that doesn't look nice, but nobody sees your toenails. Ginustri misporayim. Ginustri is a seems from here that it was also a sin that they wore socks. Okay. Ginustri, Rashi says, is scissors. So other Rishonim say Ginustri is something that's miyuchad for cutting nails, and a scissors would be mutter. And there's also different machlokas over here, what we're talking about. Some, the ones that say that it's usher by shloshim and shiva. So some say that by Shiva you can't do it anyway. And during Shloshim, just not with a kli. And others hold that you're allowed to cut your nails in Shloshim no matter what, and it's during Shiva that it's only osur with a kli. Okay. Omer of Sham Baraba, havi kamina kamed Rabbi Yochanan be medrisha becholosho moed. I was standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the base medrash on cholosho moed. Vishaklinu letufrei b'shineini. He bit his nails off. The Zarkino, and he threw him on the ground. Shma mino atlas. We learn from that three things. Shma mino mutter litul tzabayim b'cholamoid. You're allowed to cut your nails on cholamoid. And even though he did it with his teeth, there's no raya that you have to do it with your teeth as a shinoi, because it could be he didn't have a kli in the base medrash. His nails were bothering him. He didn't have a kli. If he would have had a kli, he would have done it with a kli. There's no raya from here, 100%, that it's usher to do with a kli on cholamoid. Ushma mino ein bohem mishum nius. That it's not mius to bite your nails. And that you're allowed to throw them on the floor. Three things were said regarding tzipornayim. A person who buries them is a tzaddik. Sorf and Chassid, a person who burns them is a Chassid, and Zork and Russian, a person who throws them is a Russia. And we always explain, doesn't mean that if you throw your fingernails, you become a Russia and you're Nidon La'alt or Lemisa on Rosh Hashanah. It means the Gavi fingernails, that's the way a Russia deals with fingernails. That's the Russia way of dealing with fingernails. And the Chassid way is by burning them, and the Tzaddik way is by burying them. Mar says, no, the reason it's also to throw your fingernails in the street, Taima Mai, Shema Tavar Lein Isha Ubra, V'Tapil. Isha, Be Medrash, Aloch Shicha. In a base medrash, you don't have to worry about it. Women don't walk around the base medrash. So therefore, in a place where women aren't, in a men's bathroom, you don't have to worry about your fingernails falling on the floor. Right? Or in any place that women don't go. And the only reason it's a sakana for pregnant women, because it means that a woman who's pregnant is in a matzav of sakana, and it could be that she'll get disgusted. Women are disgusted by walking on fingernails, and it'll cause her to have an abortion, a miscarriage. Others say that there's a spiritual idea, that before the chait of Adam and Chava, a person was covered with a fingernail all over his body. It was like a casing. And we lost that, and it remained only on our fingers, and that's why Moshe Shabbos, when we remember the chait, and you have to make fire, and you're not in Gan Eden anymore, you look at your fingernails to remember, this used to be a casing over my whole body. And since the woman caused that chait, fingernails are a sore point for her. Okay. Ein bohem ishu mias, midashokale b'shine. You're allowed to bite your nails, not considered mias. Not on Shabbos. Shodi le lavroi va'ovra alayu itz lavroi. Right, so Morris says, no, so Morris says, why? The chitem azim in the michna shiluhu v'shodi lavroi. Sometimes they'll sweep them out of the base medrash, and then a woman will walk over them. Kivin ishtani ishtani. Since they are not in their original place, that's the way most people learn, that's the way the halacha is, they're out of the room, that's okay. Mishabura says, if you sweep them, right, there's no problem, but you have to sweep them out of the room, not within that same room. Others say that since people walked over them, or they'll be there for a few days before they get swept out. So once people walk, other people walk over them, or they've been around for a few days, then there's no danger anymore. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Zug Ba Miuchamson, Lifnei Rebbe, right? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that a pair of Talmidei Chacham came from Chamson to Rebbe, Marzutra Masni. Rav Yehuda says a brisa that said this, Zug Ba Miuchamson, Lifnei Rebbe. And they asked, are you allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed or during an Avelis? And he was matarit. The im bikshu mimenu sofa hitir lahem. And if they would have asked about a mustache, he would have also been matarit them to cut your mustache. Shmuel Omar af bikshu mimenu sofa. Shmuel said, no, they taka asked them also about mustache. The hitir lahem is matarit to cut your mustache when you're an Avel. Omar avitul safra mishmei derav. Or the Rav Papa, sadly what the gear says here, Sofa Mizovis Lizovis, Omer Ami V'Sofa Makevis. The Gro has a different gear, the Rosh has a gear, that Sofa Mizovis Lizovis means from the end of your mouth to the end of your mouth is okay, because it affects how you eat. So therefore you're allowed to cut your mustache if it affects how you eat, but in the area past your mouth where the mustache is, there's a gear that has Hanocha. There you can't cut, because it doesn't affect your eating. So you can only cut the mustache as much as it affects your eating. Omer Rabbi Ami v'safa makevis, the place where it's ma'akiv, you're eating. Omer Rabbi Nachman bar Yisrael, di k'safa makevis domi li. Right? I'm an itchness, I'm very picky, and therefore, to me, any place on the mustache is affects how I eat. V'omra avitul safra mishmei derav, paro shoyi bimei Moshe, hu ama uzekano ama uparmashtako ama v'zeres. The paro who was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was altogether an ama high, right, the most 2 feet high, and his beard was 2 feet long, right, looked like a little dwarf, like Rumpelstiltskin. And his ama, right, his male organ was an ama and a zeres, which means it dragged on the ground. So he was a real sight to see. L'kayim ha-shenemar u'shval anoshim yokim alecha. The lowest of men will come over you. And that's talking about Paro. V'omra avitul safra mishmei derav, Paro shoy b'moshe amgushi hoya. He was an amgushi. Either amgushi is a magician, or amgushi is a min, an apikoris. See Rashi in 1 second. Shenemar, how do you know he's an Amgushi? He now Yotze Malkish is to go to the Nile, to go to the bathroom. Rashi will see. The Shodi Le Avroi, the Avroi, it's Avroi. Why can you throw your nails in a Beis Medrash? Because women aren't there. Maybe they'll sweep them outside and a woman will walk over them. Kivin de Ishtani Me'ahu Duchta, since they're not in their original place, Davami Kar Ishtani Velomaski. They'd only damage in the original place where they were thrown. Marzut Ramasni Vraisa, the Bikshu Mimenach Suparnaim Bimeevlo, the Lav Mishmeh Rav Yehuda. Marzutri said it's in a Braisa that this Maisa happened and not in the name of Rav Yehuda. The Im Bikshu Mimenach Sofa Yamato Vahem Kolomer, Anoch Hazino Ledate, I saw Rebbe's intention. Ishalu the Galecha Sofa Yamato, if he would have, they would have asked him about cutting their mustache when they're Avelim, he would have been Matarit. The Ein Bohem Mishum Baltashkis Paz Zekenecha, because cutting your mustache is not called Giluach. Giluach is, what's it called, losashis pazikonecha, that's called shaving. But shaving your mustache is not called shaving, legabe, the isra of shaving. The mele wasn't also on Avelis either. Mizovis lezovis, misofa pelisofa acher mutter galech. Anything over the mouth is mutter. Shahari makevis achilu shtia umos. Because it prevents you, it hinders your eating, and it's mias, because the food gets it caught in your mustache. And then that you're allowed to cut off. But if it's out past the mouth, then that doesn't apply. Lididi, and Rav Nachman Rayitzchok said, right, for me, da nina dati, I'm very picky, a picky-yun, kol ha-sofa kisofa makeves lami. The entire mustache, to me, is a bother. Right, da nina li dati, and therefore he's allowed to shave the whole mustache. Parmashtiko amoso. Amgushi havi desivi neyotse amayma. Machlokas mesecha Shabbos. Chad omer charshi, once said he was a magician. Lahachi yotse lior bishvil machshefos. He used to go to the yor to make his magic spells. The idach omer gidufe. The other one said he was an apikoris. Lahachi yotse shomer lior ivani asisani. Went to the yor to say that I made this, I created the yor, and he went to, people shouldn't know that he has to go to the bathroom. Okay. Now these are the people allowed to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed. One of them is a person who came from a trip abroad, like the Gemara said before, that he had to go for Parnasa, or he went with Rishus, not Stam, for a Tiyul. He came back Erev Yontif, and he didn't have time to clean his clothes. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Mishain lo alecholok echad mutu lechapsu b'chol shomoed. Somebody who only has one garment, so he's going to have to clean it before Chol HaMoed, and he's going to have to clean it again on Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. Masav Yirmiya Elu Mechazim Moed, Abom Medina Sayyam. The Mishnah says a whole list. It doesn't say a person only has one garment. Honey in, Mishain lo alecholok echad lo. Om Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiya, Asbir lecho masnis, and apagav de islay trey matanti. Right? The Mishnah's talking about a person who has two, and they're both dirty. Still, he's not allowed to clean on Chol HaMoed. But somebody who only has one, Tak will be allowed to clean it on Chol HaMoed.